This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of the one who loves us more than we love him, in the name of Allah, the subtle, the most generous. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In this program, dear brothers and sisters, I will be speaking about anger as a middle course. Do not oppress, nor be oppressed. Anger also has a middle course. The middle course of anger is necessary, and man becomes perfected in it. One must not remain indifferent, dear brothers and sisters, when his property, loved ones, honor, or life is put in danger. It is correct here to be angry at these times. As long as one is able, he must not let someone take away the halal money that he has obtained or she has earned. The same goes for his or her honor, life, and loved ones. As our great brother Shaheed Malcolm X rahmatullah alayhi said, "The one who accepts oppression deserves double oppression." The noble Quran says, "Do not oppress, nor be oppressed." Do not hit someone without reason, and do not allow someone to hit you. A sentence from the Bible has been narrated. There is no doubt that the Bible and the Torah have been tampered and distorted. They say that Jesus, Isa al-Masih alayhi salam, said, "Whenever someone hits you, turn your cheek so that they could hit the other side as well." And this statement cannot be from a spiritual person like Isa al-Masih alayhi salam. Jesus Christ, this prominent prophet of Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great Muslim, cannot have stated such a statement. Why? Because that would indirectly or directly actually say that we accept oppression, that you and I should accept oppression. If someone hits you, turn the other cheek so that they could hit the other side as well. That is to accept oppression. And the verse in the Bible continues, if someone wants to steal your cloak, give them your shirt too. This is not acceptable according to Islamic principles. And Jesus Christ, Isa al-Masih alayhi salam, being one of the prominent prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, could never have such a statement. But if it is meant in an individual basis that someone hits you and you are able to retaliate, you have the power to retaliate, but you do not do that. You do not act according to the power that you have, the authority that you have, and you forgive, that is another thing. And that is something that is accepted and praiseworthy. Like in the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where a Jew hit him and threw him down on the ground. And when the companions gathered and wanted to retaliate, the Prophet stopped them. He stopped them from retaliating and said, "I have forgiven him." And when he forgave him, that Jew instantly became a Muslim. When he saw this moral trait of the Prophet, he instantly became Muslim. Again, being indifferent is not recommended in Islam. That is not to take the middle course. Suppose someone is indifferent and says, "They came, what's it to me? They left, what's it to me? They were killed, what's it to me? What has it to do with me?" This person is like what the commander of the faithful, Ali alayhi salam, says, "A person who does not move to fight against wrong, or at least does not feel angry in his heart, is like a dead man walking. A dead man walking in a spiritual sense.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
I have previously described what being too angry is and what not being angry enough is. Not being angry enough is being indifferent to someone taking one's property, life, loved ones, or honor. And being too angry is becoming angry when one should not become angry, or exceeding the limits of anger even when one should be angry. One must refrain from both of these extreme cases. So the middle course should be taken. And I also give examples of both of these cases. I explained that some of the cases where one should not become angry are due to having false expectations. You want to have a loan, or you want to borrow money from a good friend of yours, and that friend cannot give it to you. Or you know that that friend has the money but doesn't want to give it to you. You should not have those expectations. Have lower expectations from the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything would be solved. So when you say, all right, but I have done this and that for that person X, and I have these expectations, they are rightful expectations to have, but you should not have it. Lower your expectations and everything will settle in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. For example, one expects everyone to stand up and treat him with respect when he or she enters a room. In some cultures, when you enter a room, everyone stands up to show respect to you. But when one or two people do not stand up, he or she gets angry. That is, again, specific to some cultures. You should not be angry. What kind of expectations are these? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi did not want respect. He even ordered the companions to not stand up for him when he entered a gathering. He was like everyone else. And when a person came from outside Medina and asked for the Prophet in a gathering, he did not know who the Prophet was. There was no difference between him and the other companions. It is a mistake to expect man to respect you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, with all of his glory, all of his majesty, said that he did not agree with the way that everyone showed him respect when he entered a meeting. The Prophet did not expect others to respect him. He did not demand it. He did not consider himself better than others. Because of shortage of time, dear brothers and sisters, I will end the topic here. And inshallah, join us in coming programs for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need. Love is all I need.